And we did the various events, this kind of range of events. I've organised one around representation of refugees and migrants in like photographic representations in migration research and campaigns, because it's a big issue, even for migration mobilities in Bristol. Whenever you do anything like refugees or asylum seekers, what images do you use? So, like, you know, there's all sorts of ethical issues about, and there's all these kind of very dominant media representations of good refugees, bad refugees, or people on boats. And also, one of the main things is that, you know, researchers and artists and filmmakers always want to do collaborative projects with refugees and asylum seekers who don't necessarily have the time or the interest in this research project. And we found huge difficulties in trying to pay asylum seekers because of Home Office restrictions. It's quite almost dangerous to give them any kind of, even as a volunteer, if they say they're volunteering and you give them a gift, it's difficult to do so because they can be, the Home Office is so brutal that it can claim it back by removing some of their, because they're only allowed £5 a week allowance from the Home Office, and so they can't get access to anything else. So we found that in a way, there's lots of institutional ways in which it's difficult to represent asylum seekers, essentially. They're kind of like systematically oppressed through various procedures that we have to follow. I mean, I don't know what refugee and asylum groups, yeah, they're sort of, as a group, they are maybe have a similar experience in terms of navigating a very hostile asylum system, but they obviously all come from very different cultures and their classes and lives, and they're not actually kind of, you know, they might all have very, very differing approaches to the environment, or, but, you know, from someone who came from a family, sort of, you know, sort of a middle class family in Iran that then became sort of working class by coming as a refugee and asylum seeker. You know, when I was a child, we lived in, like, you know, in fact, in Iran, we lived in a block of flats, so we didn't have a garden. When I came here, we lived in, didn't really have gardens, and my family and my dad never, you know, really, I suppose, had that kind of British culture of, like, tending to your garden.